my concepts, visualize. To succeed, have a healthy imagination and a stubborn will. Use your imagination to find your direction, and use your will to focus and reinforce in this direction through the repetition of the required action. Negative imagery is not always deliberate, but always makes it difficult to obtain the results that I want. Oftentimes, it is because I do not fully understand the power of my imagination. When there is a contest between my will and my imagination always wins. The purpose of my imagination is imagery to provide me with direction. It allows me to appreciate what I want to see, where I am going, and where I want to go. The will is a machine that gets me there. It lacks imagery, and this would distract it from the task of making me do things over and over again until I achieve the result that I want. My imagination and my will should always be working as a team together and not against each other. So it is important for me to be aware of the things that stimulate my imagination. It is almost impossible to will myself to imagine anything, as the act of imagining itself is a form of letting go of reality and visualize what I want reality to be. Verbalizing my intended direction is a very important tool to stimulate my imagination. There are many times when someone may be hoping for something, but saying the exact opposite of what they want, thereby decreasing their chances of ever getting it. For example, hoping not to fail is not the same thing as trying to succeed. When someone is hoping not to fail, they imagine failure because they are trying to avoid it, and so are thinking of all the many ways they could probably fail so as to avoid failure. Most of their energy is focused on avoiding failure with very little left to try and succeed, and so they have a lower probability of success. When you are trying to succeed, you are focused on success and all the things you have to do to get there. Although you are aware failure is a possibility, you are not consumed by it, and if at first you don't succeed, you keep finding ways to do so. If I'm trying to prevent someone from dropping an expensive vase, hold on to it is more likely to produce a more positive result than don't drop that. The action word stimulates the imagination. And in the first case, the person imagines holding on, while in the second case, the person imagines dropping it. Action words are very important stimulus for the imagination. So how I define things and verbalize action are an important step in taking control of my imagination. Practice makes perfect, and the more I visualize the situation, the more familiar it becomes. My will is responsible for making me imagine the same situation repeatedly. Imagination hates boredom, and repetition is boring, but necessary to achieve results through action. The will, on the other hand, thrives on repetition, and in fact, the more able I am to repeat and stick with an action, the more willful I am. To succeed, I need a healthy imagination and a stubborn will. The following steps help my imagination and will work as a team. 1. Self-affirmation statements. 2. Appropriate verbalization. 3. Appropriate action. What I say influences my imagination, which in turn influences what I do. Verbalizing the words out loud and saying it like I mean it, even if I didn't fully understand what they meant, surprisingly was more effective than when I thought about it and reflected on it. I find self-affirmation statements very helpful when trying to visualize. At a clinical hypnotherapy seminar, I was introduced to the Kuh method, named after Emil Kuh, February 26, 1857 to July 2, 1926, who was a French psychologist and pharmacist who developed a method of psychotherapy and self-improvement based on optimistic autosuggestion. He used a phrase in French that translates in English to, "Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better." A form of conscious autosuggestion repeated as much as 20 times a day, usually at the beginning and end of each day. Koo maintained that curing some of our troubles requires a change in our unconscious thought that can be achieved only by using our imagination, and this in turn creates physiological changes through autosuggestion. I modified it slightly. Every day, in every way, getting better and better, more capable, more able. I felt that my unconscious mind does not relate to itself, hence pronouns were not particularly useful for me and were distracting. I found that it was the expression of the idea or intent that engaged and excited my imagination the most. I felt by organizing it this way, each line presented a particular idea that my unconscious mind could connect in any way it deemed fit, but the end results would be what I wanted. I asked whoever I was mentoring not to reflect on the meaning of what they were saying, but simply say it like they meant it, as if they were trying to sell the idea to someone other than themselves. I have found it very useful as a way of orientating anyone in the direction that would provide them with the results they want. When I used this saying, I did not consider it important to reflect on what I was saying, but felt that it was important to verbalize it out loud, quietly, and to say it like I really meant it. Each line projects a picture that helps visualize the direction. Every day, I visualize time. In every way, I visualize all actions possible. Getting better and better, I visualize direction of getting better. More capable, more able, I visualize ability. Visualize is a form of purposeful fantasizing where we may indulge in grandiose ideas but don't distort reality. I would often remind myself that if I could not believe in myself, it would be impossible for me to imagine that anyone else would. To achieve the wanted results, it is important to visualize it repeatedly, even when it appears unlikely that it would occur. My expectations when I visualize should always be consistent with reality and flexible enough to accommodate unforeseen circumstances, while still able to provide the wanted results. I refer to it as a form of self-programming because the expectations are consistent with reality. Even though the probability may be low, the likelihood of occurrence of the wanted results is possible, as opposed to self-delusion, when the expectations are not consistent with any form of reality and the likelihood of the occurrence of the wanted results is impossible. It is important to verbalize can-do statements more often than can't-do. See the section on can-do. And to say things in a manner consistent with what I want. For example, rather than say, "I hope I don't fail," say, "I hope that I succeed." Or instead of, "I don't know if I am good enough," say, "I hope I am good enough." I avoid false statements like, "I know I will succeed," or "I know I'm good enough," because my unconscious mind is aware that I am unsure and I'm trying to will myself to imagine. I am not pretending to be something I'm not. I'm simply hoping to become something I know that I can be. In the same manner, saying I am in my happy place in an attempt to make myself happier is not as effective as visualizing going from sadness to happiness. Visualize is not about denying reality. It is the process of transforming reality from one state to another in my mind, following a natural progression. Times when I felt helpless or out of control, I would imagine myself in situations where I had experienced a sense of control and hold on to that image in mind. There is enough medical research to support the notion that neurophysiology is influenced by our minds and imagination, and we can make use of this process even if we don't fully understand why it works. When I am trying to stop or change a habit I consider undesirable, I should make sure that my imagination is engaged with the change I desire and not the habit that I don't want. For example, if I feel I talk too much and want to change that, I will imagine myself talking less and not focus on the fact that I talk too much. Like everybody else, I do have thoughts of undesired results, but rather than resist them or try to alter them, which consumes a lot of energy, I just remind myself of things that I desire. So I may be worried about how to solve a difficult, complex problem, but while I'm doing this, I remind myself of 5 to 10 simple things that are going my way, such as how my eyes work well and I can taste, or I have the ability to solve problems. I don't dwell on them, but simply list them very quickly while I was grappling with the problem. Visualizing does not guarantee that I will get the results that I want, but it makes them more likely to occur and gives me the edge that I need. My experiences in life have convinced me that success is a habit, and I can form the habit through proper visualizing. Points to remember. Visualize. Make sure that your imagination, thoughts, your words, verbal expressions, and your actions, deeds, are consistent with the results that you want. Repeat the above process as often as possible in order to get the results that you want.